The final Tuesday of every month, Mayor Spearman joins us for Mayor's Minute on 94.1 Juice FM. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Happy to be here, Jordan.
All right, we've got lots of questions. Sam, do you want to get to our first one?
Sure, let's just jump right in. This one came to us through our email. It asks, with the closure of 30th West, there's only one exit for Gary Station. How can that be safe or up to code?
That's a really good question, and I'm going to take that to the city manager and find out what's happening there.
Okay, hopefully some more information coming on that one.
I will send an answer back.
All right.
We also got this question coming in yesterday from one of our listeners.
Well, why doesn't the city get out there a little bit earlier in the morning on Scenic and try and gravel something? We were on it this morning at about 7 o'clock, and it hadn't even been graveled.
Well, I think yesterday we were all surprised with the unforecasted snowfall. I think we're a little slower to respond than we were on September the 29th and 30th, but I think we're doing our best to get out now and make sure the roads are safe.
And we know that there are always questions that you guys have for Mayor Spearman when he's in. If you want to get him in, go to mylethbridgenow.com. We always put it up on social media too, and I've got to be honest, we had about 20 different variations of this question, so we've got to ask. It seems like crime on the rise. There's been a lot of very big crime stories in the news over the last few weeks. And I mean, how are you guys working with that? How is the city working to deal with some of these stories and some of the crime that's happening?
Okay, so last week was a very difficult week with multiple violent crimes. They were basically attributable to a few individuals. And the first thing you think about is the victims and the people who were directly affected by that. We are certainly responsible for community safety. We want to review that. When the arrests were made, and I have to give kudos to our city police, they efficiently arrested those who were involved. They were people who were known to the police, people with a history of violence. Now they've been arrested. We can only hope that the courts will deal with them effectively and make sure that they are given sentences that are ones that cause rehabilitation and certainly a lesson to others that that type of behavior is not acceptable. There was a motion yesterday at Lethbridge City Council to determine whether or not we have enough resources to deal with the growing crime. Most of the drug-related crime is petty crime. It's theft. And by petty crime, I don't mean it's not important crime. It is important crime. Are we dealing with that effectively? What can there be that's more of a deterrent, given the fact that this is drug-driven crime?
Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month to answer your questions for the Mayor's Minute. Get him in at mylethbridgenow.com. Thank you so much for once again coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.